When my great-grandpa Charles come, the one that lived in a dugout, he was a really outgoing person, and he helped the people that homesteaded to get the paperwork done and everything so they could get it homesteaded, and he would take the papers. He even had to go to Tracy to deliver the paper for the homestead, and then when Leavenworth got going then, he was on like the township board, and he bought a store, and they must have really thought it was nice here, because why you would leave Wisconsin and come that far, not knowing where you're going to go or anything, with two kids, and have to travel that far. But evidently, I don't know if the women had to go or if they were willing to go, but now my grandma, she was a midwife. When they come to settle there, there was only two other people that lived there. And Shermans and Webers, they said, were the only ones that lived right in their area. Well, then she got to be a midwife because there was no doctors around the earlier years, so when anybody was going to have a baby or anything, she was the one they would come, and she'd have to take her goose grease and all this along. I guess they kind of had in there what all she would have to take along. I don't remember exactly what she went, but she was the one they always got for when the babies were born. So they had horses, and then they usually had a cow that they had along, and some of them even had a few chickens, but I don't know if you could bring chickens that far, but cow most of them had, because then they would have milk for the kids and everything. So most of them had a cow. She walked along. I guess they had a rope on the cow, and then as the team in the wagon went, she followed along, and then they would stop and feed the horses. They would eat the grass, and she would too, and they would get them down. And that way they had milk all the time, and then they could make butter if they got enough from the cow. Otherwise, I suppose they just didn't have any. I don't know how you'd make butter with just one cow, because how do you get that? You got to have cream printer for the butter making, and I don't know how you'd get cream unless it gets cold enough, the cream don't come to the top. See, if it gets cold, then the cream comes to the top and you can skim it off, and then you could make butter. But if you don't have nothing to cool it, so that I don't know if they even had butter, they probably just had milk. Well, then they had to make some kind of a shelter. Usually they would just get some logs or anything and just slant them up against a tree and throw something against, and then they would have a place where they could get out of the snowstorms and just to get out of the real bad weather. Otherwise, they was pretty much out in the open.